Hi, George. This is John from Wisconsin.
Hey, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi. You just had a caller before talking about the shadow people.
Yes.
And I got a story about the shadow people.
All right.
Okay. Back in 1989, I was like 8 years old, and this was during the day. I was inside my house, and I was going to walk towards my bedroom, and I was walking past the kitchen, and I noticed something out of the corner of my eye, so I looked in the kitchen, and on the outside of the kitchen window looking in, I saw this black shadow, like a perfect figure of a man. And when I looked at it, it quick ducked. And when it ducked, you could still see part of its forehead sticking up from behind the window, and I'm sitting there staring at it, and I'm like freaked out in my mind, and then it just vanished. And I didn't tell any of my sisters or my mom and dad because, you know, I was only 8 years old. I figured that, you know, they would have thought that I was lying.
A vivid imagination of an 8-year-old, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So then a couple of weeks later, this is during the day again, we was all outside doing our own thing, and then I got bored, and I went inside, and I was watching TV. And I could feel something looking at me, and I turned around because I was sitting in a rocking chair, and I figured I would see, like, one of my family members. Instead, I saw this black shadow walking up from behind me. So I jump out of my seat, and I'm spinning around, and I'm thinking by the time I spin around, I'm gonna see the shadow. But when I finally turned around, there was nothing there. And at this point, I'm freaking out. I'm thinking, you know, it's either one of two things: either I'm losing my mind, or this is real. And if it's real, then this thing is now in the house.
Let's hope it's real.
Yeah. So a couple of weeks later, I'm in my bed sleeping, and I could feel something pushing down on the end of the bed. And I opened my eyes, and I could see the shadow there. And it's pushing down on the end of the bed, but I was like half awoke and half asleep. So it really didn't sink in my head. So I closed my eyes, and I fell back asleep. I don't know if I was asleep for a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes, but I woke up, and I was just scared out of my mind. I jumped out of bed. I ran into the living room where my parents were, and I just told them I had a bad dream. So I ended up sleeping with them that night. And this is where it gets kind of weird. A couple of weeks after that, my mom and dad got into an argument. So my dad was sleeping in my room, and I was sleeping on the living room couch. Yeah, I know. I got the shady end of
all because of the shadow person.
Yeah. Okay. Now, my dad is sleeping, and I was sleeping on the couch, and I could hear the scream. And I woke up, and I looked around, and I didn't see anything. I just figured that I dreamt it, and I fell back asleep. And then I woke up later, and I could hear my mom and dad talking at the kitchen table. And the next day, I asked my mom what happened, and she told me that my dad was sleeping. And he woke up because he could feel something pushing down on the end of my bed.
Oh no!
Yeah, and he saw that shadow person, and the same thing happened to him. He looked at it, and then he just fell back asleep. And then he woke up a couple minutes later, and he realized what happened.
Did he let you go back in the room to sleep after that?
After that, I was sleeping with my parents for at least a good 2 or 3 months after that.
And then finally, it went away.
Well, what happened was a few years after that, we was living in a different house in a different town, and it was on a Friday night. At this point, my mom and dad was divorced, so us kids was just living with my mom. My oldest sister was married, so she was out. She was out with her family. My second oldest sister was out with her friends, so it was just my third sister that was home alone. And my mom was out at the casino or something, and me and my friend are walking back towards my place. And it must have been around 10 o'clock at night. We was about 50 yards from my place, and underneath this, underneath the streetlight, for one split second, I saw that shadow person again. It was like for one split second. So I didn't say anything because, you know, it was dark and cold, and I just figured my eyes were playing tricks. So we get back in the house, and my sister's crying, and I say, "What's wrong with you?" And she told me, my friend, that she was sitting on the couch and in the hallway coming from the bathroom. She could hear this heavy breathing, and she thought that me and my friend snuck in the house. And then she figured out that we couldn't have snuck in the house because the only way to get in the house is through the front. So she got scared, and she scooted all the way to the other side of the couch so she wouldn't get tempted to look down the hallway. And then she was just sitting there, and out of the hallway came that shadow. And she let out a scream, and she threw a blanket over her head. And I told her, like, then she said that, like, a minute later is when me and my friend came in. And I told her, like 30 seconds ago when we was walking up to the house, I saw that shadow underneath the
There's no question that you've got some kind of creature hanging around wherever you guys live. I mean, it's affecting your whole family, for crying out loud.